This radio person is the whole problem.
Don't you got like a radio?
Is that a radio I hear?
Don't change my radio station.
Do not touch my radio.
Don't touch my radio.
You talk to the radio?
My aunt owned a radio station.
He needs a radio.
And now it's time again for your favorite talk show host.
Here we go. You got Rick. You got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it. Tuesday. Great to be with you. 614. Anywhere, everywhere. 54 degrees. Partly cloudy skies. Appreciate you guys listening right now on your KORD mobile app. Get ready to get going here. Light up Tri-Cities. We'll talk about that coming up. Your chance to win $500. What else we got on tap for today there, Patty?
Oh, Rick. We've got all kinds of things going on. We got to talk about what's happening in country music.
That's right. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Nashville News, Facebook Fun, and Numerica. We've got Lisa, who's got some great stuff happening for the holidays with Numerica, and it'll be free stuff for you guys.
It's some special days on the way.
I love it. So that is going to happen. Grab your eggnog, grab your hot cocoa, grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Wind advisory in effect. Be aware of that today. Today's high should be about 65, low tonight in the 40s. Overnight, 40 mile per hour winds expected. And then windy and breezy tomorrow. So a lot of wind. A lot of, you know,
it's going to be tough to stay on the road.
It's going to be tough to stay over the on the road. Now, I know that our buddy popped his head in going to the Rams and Seahawks game on Thursday over Snoqualmie. And he goes, did you hear what the pass is going to get? Yeah, it's going to get like 100 inches of snow over there. So if you are traveling, know before you go, check out the KORD mobile app. And before you hit the highways, we just want you safe.
That's right.
Yeah, and still, there's the good news is there's lots of roads open again. But we've also got still some closures as well. So if you need that information, we got it for you right there on the station mobile app. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. I think you'll have fun with this one, Patty.
What's up?
How far in advance do you start shopping for Christmas?
I don't. Like right when December hits.
So you've been shopping right now.
And I just do everything online. Everything. And right now I'm starting to get Christmas cards, so I brought Christmas cards to make out today.
Yeah.
I brought them yesterday, too, but I didn't get to it.
You know, what's funny is through the years, I've really become way, way more online.
Yeah.
And early. So like I had my wife's stuff pretty much done by mid-November,
oh,
you know.
Nice.
I will bring this up. I was going to make it part of a topic later on. It was funny. I wrapped her presents yesterday, and she had, you know, and so she's like, oh, you know, she goes, I know you got everything on my list.
How does she know?
Well, because that's pretty much...
That's what you do.
Besides some other gifts. So it's not... I mean, so she gets everything on her list, and then she gets also other stuff as well. So it made me feel like... I felt like, well, maybe I should feel bad that I got everything on her list. Should you feel bad if you get everything on somebody's list?
Absolutely not. You should feel accomplished.
Well, I was wondering about that, because she was like... The way she said it was like, well, I already know what's under the tree. It's everything on my list. I mean, I was like, oh, okay, you know. Now, there's some that she doesn't know about, but yeah. Then that made me feel like, well, maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe
I'm doing it wrong. No, it sounds like you're doing everything right.
I mean, she gives me a list, I go get the list, and then I throw in a couple
U-turns. No, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, then I throw in a couple U-turns, but just the way she said it was like, maybe I'm, you know.
No, I think you're okay. Does she get everything on your list?
I don't know about that, but I know that she has told me that she feels like just to get gifts, you know, she wants stuff not
for a reason.
Right, exactly. So a great example, like you and I both have talked about, like
what?
If Jeff go gets you, if you, an air fryer or something, you're like, well, that's
the house gift.
Right, exactly. So it's those kind of things that she tries to,
I don't want anything like that for Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Michelle says Christmas night, but for the next year. Wow. Michelle's on it. Pat says the day after Christmas this year, for next year.
Right.
Justin says Christmas Eve. That's right. Rolling to the 7-Eleven.
That's like me. Some people shop all year long. That was my mom. And then she, you know, like on September, a box would arrive from my mom. What's your Christmas gift for you and Jeff?
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Mom.
I like that. And then Kevin says 1 month. And so, yeah, I think
one month, I think,
is a good one there.
When December rolls around, I'm right there in the Harry and David catalog.
Right. Right.
I'm getting the Tower of Boxes for
whoever.
So-and-so.
Right. I love that. So how far in advance do you start shopping for Christmas? And it's hard to believe it's already next week. So
I know.
If you're not shopping, you better get to it. There you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. Chime in. Thank you for for all the comments, guys. We'll keep them coming. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Heart of Stone, number one for new country, 1027 KORD at 640. You got Rick, you got Patty. High wind advisory in effect for you. And time for some Nashville news, Patty.
Rick, the details for Luke Bryan's Crash My Playa Festival are being revealed. That event is happening in Riviera Cancun, Mexico. From Thursday, January 15th through Sunday, January 18th, the four-day festival will feature two nights with Luke alongside Dierks Bentley and Riley Green. Also, Parker McCollum in Shenandoah will be joining him for a special Luke Bryan and Friends set. Other performers include Tucker Wetmore and also Chase Matthew, among many others. Packages are still available if you'd like to go. And then Keith Urban is sharing his first full-length live album. It's High and Alive. The album features his 2-hour, 20-song set that was recorded during a recent High and Alive world tour. That trek marked Keith's first tour in almost 3 years. Some of his biggest hits, like Blue Ain't Your Color and One Too Many, are featured on this album. The record is available to stream now. And Zac Brown is dismissing rumors that his Love and Fear Las Vegas performances are satanic. Did you see that? What? As the second weekend, yeah, of his residency at the Sphere is now over. In a fan-filmed video, Zac is addressing the crowd during the performance over the weekend and explained that his shows are not a satanic ritual. He added, "I don't think we can put any more love and light into a show than what we've put into this one right here." And then he asked for fans to help spread the word that there's nothing satanic about his show. While some fans have dismissed the rumors, others still aren't convinced.
That's so crazy.
Come on. It spreads. I saw something about this, too, and it's like, really?
That's so weird.
I don't know. Zac Brown Band's Love and Fear Las Vegas residency at the Sphere is scheduled to end on January 17th. And Lainey Wilson talking about why she loves Christmas carols.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what is there not to love about Christmas carols? I just remember you turn on the radio around that time of year and you start hearing those songs that you hear every single year, and it takes you somewhere. And for me now, not living at home, when I hear Christmas carols, it takes me home.
Yeah, I definitely relate to that. Anytime I've got Christmas music on, I instantly think of being at home in Invergrove Heights, Minnesota, and driving to look at lights with my parents. And speaking of Christmas, Megan Maroney says that her favorite Christmas Eve tradition includes watching a classic movie with her family. She says her favorite Christmas tradition is Christmas Eve, the whole family. She says, "My dad makes us watch It's a Wonderful Life, the black and white version, every single year. And then on top of that, he makes chocolate chip cookies for everybody."
Nice.
Those are your trending headlines.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
New country, it's 1027 KORD, 651. You got Rick, you got Patty. We're trying to put up our Charlie Brown Christmas tree in the studio, and it's not going well.
We've got
well.
Two of them.
I know.
One's standing.
Yeah, we got one standing.
Barely.
I feel like it's missing something. That's why they're not holding together here. So we've got these little cute Charlie Brown trees. We're trying to put them together, and I swear something's wrong with them because, Patty's going to do a pick for it and throw it up there on the Facebook.
It's just sad.
It is sad. It's our Charlie Brown Christmas tree. You know, Light Up Tri-Cities, I know you guys are way ahead of us here on the Rick and Patty Show because your decorations look amazing besides our Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Thank goodness they finally put some lights out there on our Christmas tree in the lobby. That looks pretty darn amazing.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. And we cannot participate in Light Up Tri-Cities. And as you're driving around, there's so many great decorations. $500 up for grabs, right, Patty?
Yep, absolutely. Courtesy of our friends at Campbell & Company. But we need to see more. You need to upload your photos at the KORD mobile app, or you can go to 1027KORD.com.
I cannot believe that we're like, what, less than a week and a half so away from Christmas. That's how quickly it's come. So Light Up Tri-Cities is back. I know the weather doesn't look like winter.
No.
It's all windy and breezy and stuff, but it's still Christmas around these parts.
And there's still time to hang lights and get your decorations out.
Except for the ones going down the road, but right. In the wind. I always feel bad when I see Santa rolling down Olympia. Like, oh, Santa, no, not Santa. Anyway, Light Up Tri-Cities is back. $500 up for grabs. We'd love to see those awesome decorations right now on the KORD mobile app.
You're listening
listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD, 706. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening. Of course, Golf Universe, along with Target, giving you a $500 Target gift card. Also, $500 gift certificate from our friends right there at Golf Universe.
So that's like $1,000.
Yeah.
For the golfer in your family.
It is.
That's fantastic.
And if you're thinking about a stocking stuffer, why not Golf Universe?
Why not?
There you go. Giving you some ideas right there for you right now. And speaking of other people's problems and packages and Christmas and all that, we've got a situation going on thanks to our friends right there at Cliff Septic. What is going on?
Rick and Patty, on Sunday, I got a bunch of holiday presents at my house. One of them was mistakenly delivered to me. Now, here's the interesting thing. It didn't have my address on it. I believe it was mixed in with my other gifts and accidentally dropped at my door. It's an incredible holiday gift, one that I could never afford. I don't think the driver realized they made a mistake. I want to keep this gift. But the other part of me says I should do the right thing and return it to the delivery company. It's totally eating at me. What would you do if you were me? I'm sure it's insured. Name withheld by request.
Well, I know this just happened to you a couple days ago, and you marched those running shoes right down to the address where they came from.
I did, and the guy was very appreciative. He goes, oh, it said it was delivered, and it wasn't my house. I think that's why, you know, they have delivery people take a photo of it.
Yeah,
when they,
to make sure.
At your door. Well, this wasn't even... not even the right street.
I've seen a lot of that recently because our neighborhood, right through our neighborhood, we're in a little alcove and people are dropping gifts off at all the houses right now. And you're right, the delivery drivers are taking photos and different things like that.
Yeah, and they were nice running shoes.
Yeah.
I thought, well, let me just wrap this gift up and put it under the tree for Jeff. I could never.
I think we had a point where we had a fill-in mail carrier. So there was a point where I had a couple things come that didn't come to our house, but it came to the street above us. Same address,
yeah.
But different street.
Okay.
You know, so, and...
did your gifts get delivered to somebody else?
Just stuff, not gifts, but just stuff. And so the mom walked down to our house.
And you were appreciative?
With her kids.
Thank you.
But with her kids. So she had her kids with her, teaching them hey, this came to our house by accident.
Yeah.
And she had her little ones teaching the lesson, like, this is what you do.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's nice.
I love that. I was appreciative of that from our neighbor up the street. So, again, it's...
I would never take somebody else's gift.
I can't say I've never done that in my lifetime, but, I mean, shame on me. Not now in middle age, but I think maybe when I was younger.
Yeah.
Now packages...
finders keepers!
Packages come all the time now.
Yeah, I
mean,
that's
become the world that we live in. Back in our day, you didn't get a... when did you get it? I mean, I think I might have got a Reader's Digest or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Or something. I said, oh, well, this
Reader's
is...
Reader's Digest.
So I didn't walk
that's
over
still
to the,
around.
Yeah, but I didn't walk it to the neighbors. You just kept it. Because it's like a mag, like whatever, a magazine or whatever.
Yeah.
I
keep getting mail delivered. Her name is Wanda Fox.
Okay.
I keep getting mail delivered, and it's all this health stuff. And I'm like, she doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, you know, you do bring up a good point. We still get almost like our address
the previous
is a business,
homeowner. Yeah.
But like a business.
So
I just rip it up. I'm like, I don't know what this is and throw it away. So they may have used our address as a business or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, it doesn't exist. Not here.
Not anymore. Not today.
Not at our place.
The Michaels live here.
Exactly. So what would you do in the situation? I think we're both in agreement. You walk it right over to where it goes.
You take it to where it belongs.
Yeah, you absolutely do take it where it belongs because that's just basically the right thing to do in that situation. You just had it happen and you did it. And I think that you got to do those things. So, all right, other people's problems. I see why your name withheld it because you're like...
I understand. Well,
people are like, well, if your name is so-and-so, man, we're gonna find you. So, this time of year, man, do the right thing, you know?
Of course.
So do the right thing, and I bet we get 100% on this one.
I bet you think so.
Yeah. Go to the Facebook, chime in. What would you do in the situation? Or would you have been like me when I was a teenager and got a Reader's Digest and said, I'm just going to keep it. It's Reader's Digest.
I'm going to read the jokes.
Yeah, no one's going to miss a Reader's Digest. Yeah. So, you know, I will say at my younger age, I was guilty of keeping like a magazine.
Somebody's Reader's? Oh.
Well, a magazine, whatever came in the mail.
I got you.
You know, and it wasn't even one of, you know, like those, you know,
who
dirty...
gets magazines delivered
I know,
anymore?
But back in the day, you would.
I remember.
Back in the day, you'd get magazines. So, so this magazine just showed up at the house, and I just never took it to the rightful place where it should have gone. Yeah. I was like, it's whatever it is. All right, 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Eyes are in effect for you. So if you are traveling, be aware of that. We were just talking about Snoqualmie. Going to get like 100 inches of new snow over there.
Wow.
So, I know, it's a lot of snow.
That's really amazing. I'm glad I don't have to go over the pass anytime soon.
Meanwhile, in the Columbia Basin, we are having record high temps.
I know.
Like near 70. It's kind of crazy because of the wind and all that. So wind advisory in effect. Just be aware of that. Well, if you didn't know it, number one, Christmas is almost here. Today is Stupid Toy Day.
Stupid Toy Day?
Yeah.
Is there a such thing as a stupid toy?
Your flarp that you used to bring, the flarp that you used to bring in. So for me, bodily functions is not funny. I don't know why people think it is. I mean, what was it? The Jersey Boys that had a CD of people, you know, pooping and stuff like that in stalls. Oh, we put a microphone in a stall. And people are taking a crap and we love it. Well, I'm like, I don't like that kind of humor.
Our boss has a fart blaster.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's another thing.
Is that worthless?
It is worthless. It's like, what are we, 12 years old? So, yeah, my wife kind of likes that humor.
Yeah.
And so she has her little circle of friends. And that's, she goes, I can't do these jokes with you because you don't find them funny. I'm like, yeah, I don't really do. So today is Stupid Toy Day. So thinking about stupid toys that we had or, you know, you can remember. So 547-KORD, we'll take some calls on this.
I don't think it's stupid, but I remember as a child, they had the barrel of monkeys and they all connected.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
We had the, I don't think they're stupid either. We had Lincoln Logs.
I remember Lincoln Logs. I love those. Yeah.
We had Silly Putty, but we used to copy the comics in the newspaper. That was fun. You know, it was Silly Putty. Get that everywhere. Play-Doh. Used to love Play-Doh.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, and I'm one of those people, I will say I'm a Play-Doh purist,
You have to have the real Play-Doh.
Yeah, because the other stuff is so fakey. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then you try to make it at home. Did your mom ever try to make
Play-Doh? No, but my friend Dawn Johnson, her mom did. Her mom's name was Lois.
And did it work? Because it was always not very good.
Yeah, Lois was, yes, but it wasn't real Play-Doh.
Right, right.
Yeah.
There's something similar. Yeah, there's something about Play-Doh that makes it better than the rest of the off-brands.
Well, it didn't come apart.
Right.
Play-Doh held together really good.
but hey, we tried as a kid. We did. My siblings and I, we did try to make Play-Doh. And so it was like, it's made from like salt and flour and weird things like that. So let's take some calls. Let's have some fun with you guys. What do you think is a stupid toy? Slinky. The problem with Slinky is it would get all, it would work for a while and then it would get all wrapped up and that's the end of Slinky. Yeah.
Well, then Slinkies became plastic. They used to be just...
Oh, they are.
They were just metal.
They were metal when we were kids,
it could go down steps.
Yeah, that was fun. See, Slinky was awesome. I used to love the fact that my foster parents got me a wood-burning kit. So here I am at 7 years old with a wood-burning kit, you know. And of course...
Rick's burning wood. Don't burn the house down,
Yeah,
son.
So you could make little signs and stuff.
Wow.
It was a wood-burning kit. You're right. Now it's like, who gives it? So my foster parents were the best because I had a BB gun. I had a wood-burning kit. I mean, I had all the boys.
Did you have a label maker? I did not have a label maker,
but no, I just had, you know, slingshot. I had all the toys. You're like, what are you giving this? What are you giving this kid? Weaponry? What's going on here?
Remember it was like a paddleboard and it had like a rubber string with a ball and
that was another one. That's the should that belong on Stupid Toy Day? All right, we'll take some calls. What did you get that was a stupid toy? 547-KORD 547-5673. Your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Luke Combs in Vegas. Yay.
She looks so happy. She's up on our Facebook.
Yeah, if you're curious what Mary looks like, she's up there on the Facebook. And again, congratulations. You enjoy that great flyaway to see Luke Combs in Vegas. 2026, what's next, Patty? What's next?
I don't know.
It's going to be crazy. Whatever's coming up next is always good, right?
Well, we're coming up into the new year. It's going to be big.
It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. Again, congratulations, Mary. Enjoy that great flyaway. And as Patty said, you can check out her picture right there on the Facebook page. Right now for you, wind advisory, 55 degrees. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for having the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Well, if you didn't know it, today is Stupid Toy Day. So think about your childhood. Think about, you know, some people would say the stupidest toy ever. Some people would say, like, go get a stick. Back in our day, we had a stick and a rock. That's what our toys were. But There have been some crazy toys that have come down. Furby, what about Furbies, man?
I had two Furbies. Those were cool.
People love Furbies.
Oh, yeah.
People love Furbies.
They made really cool noises.
Yeah? Did you have to... Is it one of the... Oh, you know...
It was battery. What?
So it wasn't a stupid toy, but my wife has a Cabbage Patch doll from childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always...
Those were cool. They came with adoption papers.
Right. And I've talked about how she's very unsentimental, but... She when does have the
cabbage
she,
patch.
She's
doll.
Got the cat. Well, it's in storage, but she does have the Cabbage Patch doll.
That's nice. That's awesome.
If you're curious about the Cabbage Patch doll, yes, she's got that. So on Stupid Toy Day, but taking your calls, what would you place in the Stupid Toy Hall of Fame? But taking your calls, 547 KORD. What you gonna put in there?
Furbies.
Oh.
And Tamagotchi. Oh. Furbies because they freak everybody out.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They're just weird little robots. And Tamagotchi, because your pet always dies somehow.
Yeah.
And you always forget about them. So they always die, and then you have to start all over again.
Yeah, that was the one that they
I don't remember what the Tamagotchi was.
That was the one where you, like, literally had to play with it and maintain it and do different things and keep it alive, basically. And then it would, like you said, it was electronic.
You can't just let it go. If it cries, you got to give it attention.
Absolutely. Stupid Toy Day Hall of Shame. What should go in there? What do you think is the stupidest toy ever?
How is there any toy that ranks worse than the pet rock from when we were kids?
Yeah.
It was a rock.
Yeah.
In no way, shape, or form can pet and rock be in the same sentence and be mutually, like, together. I have no idea how that ever sold and how it sold millions of dollars is beyond me.
I wish I was the guy who thought about that back in the day. Because think about how rich they got off that pet rock. Yeah, think about that. Think about how rich they got off the pet rock. So, Okay. I'm going to go with you on that one, sir. I'm going to put that in the Toy Day Hall of Shame.
I never had a pet rock.
No, I did not either. I did have a Kryptonite rock, Superman. So in the 70s, you had a green glowing rock.
Oh, really?
Which was the fluorescent
wow.
Superman.
Oh,
you know, it was
cool.
Oh, it was a piece of Kryptonite. Oh, Superman. You know. Anyway, so I didn't have a pet rock, but I did have that Kryptonite rock that would glow in the dark. So you'd be in
that's kind of cool.
It
though.
Was. You'd be in your bed at night and you have this glow.
The rock was glowing.
It's kryptonite. All right, more of your calls on the way. Stupid Toy Day, 547 KORD. Keep the calls coming. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Lady Wilson, Somewhere Over Laredo, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, 55 degrees. Wind advisory in effect for you. Cloudy skies. Lisa's coming up here. Numerica's got some really great fun days coming that are free for you.
I know.
Yeah. So we'll talk.
They're exciting.
We'll talk with Lisa here in just about 5 to 10 minutes. Before we get to all that, if you've got the KORD mobile app, lots of great articles you can check out right now. I just threw it up yesterday.
What?
If you're looking for the best interactive map for Christmas lights.
Yeah.
You can go over to our KORD mobile app. If you want to do a self-guided tour, I know there's Christmas Carol Lane, bunch of places around town. There's over 400 houses.
Holy
400.
Smokes.
Yeah, 400 houses.
That's a lot.
On this Christmas map. So, and then they've even got stuff down in Walla Walla, Milton Freewater, you name it. If you want to drive.
I know there's a big one on Columbia Park Trail.
Yeah. So a lot of great homes, and they're featured right there on the Holiday Interactive map, and you can check it out right now on the station mobile app. And then your husband tried the pizza joint over the weekend, huh?
I did too.
Yeah. How was
it? Yes. It's West Side Pizza, and it's right near Safeway and Planet Fitness. It's in the same, you know, that same business plaza. It's fantastic.
Delicious, right?
Yes.
Well, we love a new businesses come to town, and welcome Westside Pizza. You know, of course, if you're looking ahead to the holidays, thinking about the weights, and you want to get it off, lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. I did it. It took me six weeks to lose 20 pounds.
Well, I'm creeping up on 60.
I know. You are just crushing it, and it's all thanks to our good friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Yep, absolutely, and you're not going to deal with any prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, so you're not going to have any serious side effects. There's a list of foods. You follow it, it all works together, and the weight starts melting off.
I love that. And the food, Yolks has it, Winco has it.
Oh, I know.
Grocery outlet,
yep.
You name it. You just follow the list, and you're going to be good to go, and the weight will melt off. Patty and I are proof positive that it'll come right off. Right, Patty?
That's right. 20 to 30 pounds, you want it gone in like a month or two? Do what Rick and I did. Call Tri-Cities Weight Loss at 509-410-0670 and mention Rick and Patty told you to call.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD. You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
It's number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening right now. Wind advisory in effect for you. They're saying an inch of rain on Thursday. We'll see if that comes to... to pass Man. Right now. I know I'm looking down here like, what? 1 inch of rain?
I don't want any more
expecting.
Flooding.
Yeah, right now 55 degrees for us. It's about maybe an inch of rain. Yep, that's what they're showing there on Thursday. So just be aware of that. For tomorrow and today, of course, that wind advisory is in effect for you. Other people's problem this morning. It's almost Christmas and we got a situation and they don't want their name
told.
I understand why.
I get it. Name withheld by request. On Sunday, I got a bunch of holiday gifts at my house and one of them was mistakenly delivered to me, and now here is the interesting thing. It didn't have my address on it. I believe it was mixed in with some other gifts and accidentally dropped at my door. It's an incredible gift, one that I could never afford. I don't think the driver realized that they made a mistake. I want to keep this gift, but the other part of me says I should do the right thing and return it to the delivery company. This is totally eating at me. What would you do if you were me? I'm sure it's insured. Name withheld by request.
You guys are jumping on this one hardcore this morning. What are people saying? Because they're at it.
Cody says, you're a naughty one, Mr. Grinch. And Alondra says, return it. It's a no-brainer. I return my neighbor's packages and our apartments when they're misdelivered.
Yeah. Michelle says, here's an idea. Be a decent human being. Ashley says, put yourself in that person's shoes that was supposed to receive the package for a present. Return it, and you won't have to always think about not doing the right thing. Just remember, karma is real. She doesn't forget either, and that's from Ashley.
Michelle said, here's an idea. Be a decent human being. And Deb says, integrity is when you do the right thing. When you do the right thing, even though no one's looking, return it.
That's right. Kathy says, return it. Tammy says, you really have to ask what to do. That's kind of sad.
Barbie says, take it where it belongs. Case closed.
Patty, your friend Patty Matthews says, so basically you want permission to steal. Yeah.
Even Tammy just is like, really? You have to ask what to do? That's sad.
Yep. They're all saying, you're a POS. Yeah, if you keep it, da-da-da. I'm talking, hey, when I was a teenager, we got the Reader's Digest to the wrong address, and I did keep the Reader's Digest. Today, I would not. No. I'd march it over to my neighbor's house and go, here's your Reader's Digest.
Cindy Davis is not wrong. Do the right thing. Karma is a beep.
Yep, exactly. Stephanie says, call the company, tell them that there was a mistake. You got something that you didn't order. 75% chance they will tell you to keep it instead of coming to pick it up unless it was packaged individually with a name and address on it. That's all you can do. And also, if you order from a large corporation like Walmart, Target, Amazon, she told me to take a flying leap. Just keep it.
Wow.
Well,
Levi says, it doesn't belong to you. Return it.
Yeah.
This is why there's little faith in humanity these days.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I will say I was so proud of my neighbor because during the summer we had some stuff coming. She marched it right down to her house, but she brought her little kids with her to say, here's the right thing to do. And I love that. And I got to meet the little kids. They were very sweet. And so it's like, I said, I appreciate that.
Yes.
Great job, guys. And luckily so far this year, we haven't had anything land, but you did.
I did. So when our neighbor goes on vacation and we have the same deal going, you know, packages are delivered. Would you bring it in? So another porch pirate doesn't get them. Anyways, I brought Joyce's package in. And then I looked at it. She came home, right? Joyce, I got your package. And I lit. Nope.
Not Joyce's.
It's not even addressed to Joyce. And the whole address was even wrong. So I went and delivered it to the right address.
Should have put your little Santa hat on and dressed like a little elf.
I did.
Hey, I came down from the North Pole to give you
That's when I found out all the incredible light displays are in Richland.
Right, exactly, because you're walking to give this present
back.
That's right. So what would you do in the situation? Continue the conversation. 100% said, everybody said, return it. What are you doing? Don't have that karma coming back at you. What would you do in the situation? We want to know, Rick and Patty, other people's problems. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.